This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sender, our fabulous producer, on the news line with us now. We're glad to welcome back Stacy Mastrolia. She is an associate professor of accounting at the Freeman College of Management at Bucknell University. We just had Carl Malofsky in the studio, so we got Bucknell well represented today. So, Stacy, thank you for calling in today.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I really do appreciate you suggested this last week, this idea of coping with inflation. There may be something that can help consumers. So let's launch right into it. What are some of the best ways to cope with inflation? What's really happening as far as the consumer is concerned? And what should people know about this?
Well, I think we all see the numbers or hear the numbers on the news, but more so we experience it in the grocery store and certainly lately at the gas pumps. And it can be very stressful for people who are on a budget that feel or are living paycheck to paycheck that feel helpless and you know they can't affect those price changes. So I think it's important to, you know, take a deep breath. If you don't already do a budget or a spending plan, you should, because that's how you know where all your hard-earned money goes. And if you do a budget or a spending plan, realize that you can only control the controllables. And you don't control the price at the gas pump, but you do control how you allocate your budget and how you modify your spending in order to respond to these macroeconomic events. I hope we'll have a chance to talk about the fact that we can and should still be saving.
Well, let's do that now. This idea that now might be the time to get in on some investment or just plain keeping a little bit set aside in your savings.
Yeah, so unfortunately, as prices go up, the part of our budget that will usually go down in order to compensate is savings. But there's a couple things to remember. We can lower savings and continue to save. Certainly, as we're hearing that in interest rates are likely to go up in the near future, we may start to see some liquid investments, savings more than investing, some liquid savings opportunities that weren't there before when the quote high yield savings accounts are returning 0.5%. High yield seems to be a bit overstating, but we should see some increase in those rates. What we're saving longer term in investing, most of us would use dollar cost averaging. So if you're contributing to your retirement plan through work or outside of work each month, we're dollar cost averaging, and the benefit of that is you're buying when the market is down, you're buying when the market is up, you're buying when the market is, you're following the cyclical nature of the market. And I think we can't forget that this is exactly the buying when the market is down time. It sounds so much more interesting than it feels. It feels a bit panicky that we're buying when the market is not doing well, but that's exactly when you get a bargain. That's when you can buy investments with the market on sale.
You please continue.
I was going to say, lately I've been doing some research looking into what's called Series I savings bonds. These are savings bonds issued by the government, similar to our old EE bonds that a lot of my generation was used for for college. And these are inflation-adjusted bonds. I looked up this morning, and the current rate is 7.12%. So you can't touch that with 0.5% on a savings account.
Are there some other common myths that people may do? They may, maybe not take advantage of something, maybe not use a coupon that necessarily helps you out. Are there some other mistakes that people make when prices are going up?
Yeah, on the spending side, certainly, gas. I've been looking into some gas apps that'll help you find the cheapest gas near you. When there's huge differences in the price at the pump, it may be worth driving a couple miles to get gas as opposed to using the one right up the corner. Most of our couponing now at the larger food stores is electronic. So you can go right onto an app on your phone, and download the coupons onto your quote store card, and that way you don't even have to cut the paper, and you know, remember to take it with you. Meal planning. You know, meal planning is a great way to stretch your grocery dollar, because you can buy based on where the sale is and plan ahead for what you're going to consume that week. It also prevents food waste. How many of us throw away half a refrigerator when we clean it out of stuff that we paid good money for and just didn't manage to get into our meal plan?
Some people don't haggle. They don't negotiate under any circumstances. Would this be a time to develop the bravado to ask somebody, hey, can you do a little better on this, or do you have a better price?
Yeah, I think it's important to realize Americans really don't haggle, but many other citizens of many other countries do on a regular basis. A good place to start with haggling is when you're going to pay cash for something that's a sizable purchase, because most people don't realize when you pay with a credit card, the shopkeeper actually pays 3%, 4%, or 5% to the credit card company for the convenience of using their services. So to the extent that you have cash for a larger purchase, and you can speak to somebody who understands how it works, so a manager or even the owner, a lot of times you can negotiate just to split the difference on the credit card charge if you're willing to pay cash.
Right, and they might appreciate that. All right, other sound advice. Maybe I haven't asked you a question that would lead to some great information that would help folks. We are talking to Dr. Stacy Mistrolia, Associate Professor of Accounting at the Freeman College of Management at Bucknell, about coping with inflation. Some other information?
Yeah, I think big picture, again, you can only control the controllables, and there's a lot of our world right now that's outside of our control. So focusing on what you can do, your family budget, and continuing to set priorities for your family and build towards those priorities, including savings where you can. Beware of the lure of inflation hedges. Your long-term plan that most families have had for years will still stand firm in this environment. Jumping out of the market because it seems to be, you know, in a one-directional decline, to jump into some other market that commodities or, God help us, cryptocurrency that has less of a track record and was not part of your original savings plan probably isn't helpful. So I say, stay the course and take a deep breath, do what you can, and as you said in the earlier segment, be generous. Being generous can really, lighten your day.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, this is a great opportunity for folks to find some folks in need. Charlie Degenstein said giving is fun, so this would be the great time to do that. Raise the region. We just had that $2 million donated by generous folks in the Valley, so we know that interest is there. Stacy, thank you so much for all the information so far. Is there some go-to place for reliable, helpful, sort of nonpartisan information about finances?
Well, I rely on the AICPA website, the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. It's an outreach, a nonprofit arm of the Club of Accountants. So they're not trying to sell anything. They're just trying to give information. I'm actually building a website that will teach, because that's what I do. So it'll be Prof. Stacy, the Money Teacher. I'll have that up in the next couple of weeks. I just feel like people need solid, grounded, non-advertising information that hopefully will bring them peace.
Well, Stacy, the Money Teacher, that is going to stick. I'm writing that down, and we're going to use that again. Stacy, we'll be back in touch in the months ahead. Do you have an open mic here to check in from time to time with important information that will help folks who are consumers around here and just plain citizens? Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Stacy Mistrolia, Dr. Stacy Mistrolia. She's Associate Professor of Accounting at Bucknell University. Boy, watch for that. Stacy, the Money Teacher. She'll be having that website up in the months ahead.